Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 1. Thank you for not sitting down yet. It says, when thou goest out to battle against thy enemies, and seeth horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God is with thee, is the one that make your coming out of Egypt possible. Let's lift up our hands to God and thank him for him being with you. The emphasis should not be on the enemy that is against, no matter how many. The notice must be on God who is with you. Go ahead and give him thanks this morning. We return all the glory and honor to you, Jesus. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. If it were man, I will surely care. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. If it were man, I will surely care. Which we are so grateful and thankful. Daddy, grant us courage to rest in your presence with us, so that when the wicked sees the outflow of your doings, they will only be grieved. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Psalm 112, the second to the last verse there. Psalm 112, the second to the last verse there. It says, the wicked shall see it. You remember what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 20. It said, when you see the wicked, that's your part. And God said, don't be afraid of them, because your God is with you. Now, in here, it now says, when the wicked sees what God is doing in our lives, they will be pained. It will really, really disturb them that they can't do anything about it. Give God the hand clap. You know, he said, and he will gnash his teeth and melt away, and their desire about our life will only perish. Praise the Lord, Lighthouse. It is uncultural for a Christian to run from the enemy. It is what? Yeah. It is uncultural. It's an abuse of grace. Paul said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. When I didn't know like this, I will run too. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. But God said, when you see these people, too many and more than you do, he said, don't fear them, because your God is with you. The presence of God is a proof of true blessing. The presence of God. Lighthouse, you cannot enjoy life being fearful. As a matter of fact, some of the people that will go to hell are the fearful. He said the fearful
the unthankful, they will have their part in hell. I bring you a word from the Lord today, the blessed man. The blessed man. Numbers chapter 22 verse 12. Numbers chapter 22 verse 12. The blessed man. And God said unto Balaam, Balaam was that sorcerer who ranked himself a prophet, but was a sorcerer because he was obtaining gifts of divination. And I share with you the last Sunday that the gift of God is free. Anytime you provoke people to give you what God didn't give, you make them lie. But you won't keep company with them in Jesus' name. I remember some time ago, my wife and I were believing God for something, and time was running out. And I said, well, we are not going to take any action until we hear what God is saying. She said, so your time is going. I said, well, I wait for God. Then she went to work. As God spoke in, I said, I've not heard anything. Okay. She hung up. Then she called a few minutes later. As God spoke in, well, I didn't want her to invoke me to speak when God didn't say anything. So I said, okay, wait. Don't call me again. When God speaks, I will call you. Praise God. Lazarus, you know, we wait on him. Yeah, we wanted to buy a property for the church some years ago. We've done everything only to sign the contract. We paid the lawyer like $3,000 for no work done. And I said, leave this with me, let me see what the Lord will say about it. I'm giving you this so that you will value hearing from God. Week passed and they gave us a time, we must sign this contract and hand it over to them in X number of days. But hey, if I don't hear the green, if I don't see green light, we don't move in our country. Praise God. Light out. Before I put you in a department, you know Joko? Say no Joko. There is a clearance. There is what? Yeah. And not no partisan here. No JBS. Clearance, job admission. We don't do that here. Everything is cleared. If I don't get clearance, we are not going anywhere. So don't ever think God put you there. If I don't put you there, you will clear me out. Anyway, leave that alone. They brought that thing out and they said I should sign. I said I can't sign until I get clearance. Daddy, 1 week passed. Nothing said, nothing heard. Praise God. I won't lie. And they said, Pastor, we have to sign a contract. So, Fola is not here. I said, I'm not signing anything because I didn't hear God say anything. And I'm not ashamed he didn't say anything. That doesn't make me not hear him. If he didn't talk, I can say he talked. Praise the Lord. I said, I'm not doing anything about it. If you guys want to sign, don't put my name on it. Let it be your church, not my church. Praise God. The guy said he has to get paid. There's no point, you know. To lose money is better than to lose God. He signed that guy off. God, and what do? God told me, he said, if you don't hear new instruction, continue with the last one. Period. Don't say God, you didn't say anything. No, whatever he said, you last is the last thing he said. So continue with that. So we stayed in Sheraton. 1 or 2 months after that, God said, we are not leaving Edison. Give God the hand clap. If that church moved to that city, maybe it would be only me alone. Even God will have left the place, I tell you, because God didn't go there. Praise God. It is the proof of his presence that makes blessing, that evidences blessing. The money we paid has no bearing with the value we gained. And God said to Balaam, thou shalt not go with these people who brought you the gift of divination to curse God's people. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Lighthouse. The blessing of God is the cure for any curse. Are you here? You will taste it today. Doesn't matter who put the curse there, the blessing of God cures it. Numbers 23, verse 23. Not only does the blessing of God cure any curse, it prevents any curse also. You can't curse a man, God bless. It says, Lighthouse. Blessings, say blessings prevail. He says, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what God does by his blessing. He said, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion. These are the people God blessed. And lift up himself as a young lion. He will not wear off in energy until he consumes his enemy. He said, he shall not lie down until he eats the prey and drink the blood of the slain. The blessings of God. Lighthouse, I want to encourage you. Refrain from looking at what people do as you pursue who you are in God. Is blessing make curses void? Praise the Lord. Is blessing makes curses what? Bible says they will see the product of his blessing in our lives and they will only be gnashing their teeth. Ah! Psalm 112 verse 1. Blessed is the man that feareth God, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Now verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Can I tell you a secret? You want the children to succeed? Just fear God. As a product of it. Praise the Lord. The righteousness of the righteous procure the favor of God that makes good come out of any evil. We define blessing as making good to happen. That's blessing, okay? Everything works together for the good. Everything, whatever they did, good will come out of it. Why? Because of the blessing of God. The converse is also true, because curses makes bad to happen. Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse 11. Numbers chapter 22 verse 11. We are talking about the blessed man today. He said, Balak said, behold, there is a people who came out of Egypt, and we've heard their terror have consumed us. How many are they? But they said, which covered the face of the earth. These 600,000 people that came out of Egypt had a mighty influence, as if they flooded the whole house. The strength of somebody that that is over the earth. That's the way they saw it. He said, come now, do what? Help me to curse them so that good will stop happening. Praise the Lord. So that good will stop happening to them and bad will start happening to them. I shared with you many times, if a blessed man, if this chair has been falling everybody and a blessed man sits on it, people will be waiting. Don't tell him, he will soon fall down. They will discover he didn't fall down. Praise the Lord. I used to walk walk in New York some years ago. So there is this guy, I was a new employee, I don't know what the arrangement was with, but when I came in, he understood that the management pitched me to upturn him, to put him out. So he withstood. I've never seen wickedness like that. But he didn't know the blessing prevail. Praise the Lord. Blessing prevail. This guy withhold everything I needed. He withhold everything I needed. It was a bloody struggle. And he was doing it for a purpose. Daddy, but the blessing was running. He started gnashing his teeth. Ah! He discovered what he withheld from me. I overstepped it to get the work done. in 6 months, Daddy, they gave me 2 awards at the end of the year. Praise the Lord. 2 bonuses. Everybody's got 1 bonus. They gave me 2 bonuses at the end of the year. Not only that, they said there is, you know, like when you to be vested for 401k something for the contribution, it should have taken me 1 year. They said it vested the day I started work. Praise God. Is that same man, out of office, the man said, I work for them for 30 years. I said, not me, you. Praise God. Said the blessings prevail. I'll never forget that guy, but he knew this one is different. At the end of it, after the blessings prevail, he came to me when he couldn't help it. He said he wants to take me out for lunch. Now that the thing has cleared, it has everything failed. I said, okay, he wants to take me for lunch. You see, my lunch time, I go to church to pray. I don't care about your lunch, it's disturbing me. But I will give you 15 minutes. I go for my lunch 1 hour. I pray 1 hour in church, Times Square Church, right next to my office, Times Square Church on Broadway. I said, okay, 15 minutes. But you follow me to where I'm going to pray. So you sit down. When I finish my prayer, I give you 15 minutes. Whatever you want to do, 15 minutes lunch, then we do it. Daddy, the blessings prevailed. This wicked man followed me. Praise God. Praise God. He will never forget me in his life. When he got there, I said, sit down there. I go my place. I do my business thorough. You can't lunch. If you invite me for lunch, you are disturbing my program. After, so I was looking at time for him when it's quarter to. I said, okay. All right, let's go to where. He was the one to pay. But he will never forget me. I said, well, this is what I do. He knew he didn't do right to me. But the blessings, said the blessings prevailed. We became great and good friends eventually because of the blessing. Lighthouse, please, I'm begging you. Focus on who is with you. Numbers 22, verse 11. It said, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt. Even though you want evil to come out, good will be coming out because he's blessed. See what he said? He said, curse me them peradventure because of the curse. Good will stop happening to them, and I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said to Balaam, thou shalt not do what this guy tell you, nor go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people. Why? If you do, it will be a waste of time. It will not happen. Lighthouse. So the necessary concern for you and I, therefore, is how to retain and attract the blessing of God. What we don't do is to retain the blessing. Many years ago, I shared with the first 2 services. You see, you need to know where we draw from so that you will not draw from where it is dry. On a line, I saw there was a service going on. And there's somebody at the end of the high. Everybody lined up. And you'll be going to the man. I don't know what others were telling the man, but it looks to me that they were making petitions to him. So when you get there, he clears you out. So God be the glory. When yours truly got there, the man told me, he said, but you are blessed already. He never touched me. He wondered why I'm on that line. Well, you won't be on the line. You are not due to be in Jesus' name. He said, but you are blessed already. Blessing causes good to happen. And that's the portion of the children of God. So our focus therefore should be, how do I retain the blessing of God? You see this witch, this sorcerer, call himself prophet, call Balaam. When he did not prevail, he could not curse the children of God. In fact, as he was speaking at one time, the Balak said, what's wrong with you? I pay you to pay to curse these people, but you are blessing them. He said, did I tell you that I can't do that more than what God puts in my mouth? You know what he said? He said, cause these people to sin against God, and then you'll be able to strike them. And of course, Balak did that. He released these Moabite girls into their camp, and Israel lost their head. You won't lose your head in Jesus' name. So the question therefore is for you and I to know how to receive the blessing, because we are blessed already. How do I retain the blessing of God? Many of times we don't know that some things are set in motion to cause us to come out of the blessing. But you should be smart to make sure that you did not do anything. No matter what the matter is, your critical caution is to make sure that you are not out of the covering that brings the blessing. How do I retain the blessing of God? One, fear God. Fear God. Psalm 34 verse 9. The fear of God is a blessing. Look at what he said. Shagar. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Praise the Lord. Bible says, though 10,000 shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes came up to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Can I tell you a secret? I'm never angry at people against me. I warn ministers, if anybody is talking against me, don't defend me. Leave them. It's unnecessary. All you can do, if you know the defense of God, you can only make petitions so that they will not be destroyed. Praise the Lord. That's your story, my dear brother and sister. You cannot touch a man, God blessed, or who walks in the fear of God. Somebody shared a testimony with me some years ago. He came to church. Then he ran to church. He said, oh, pastor, hey, I had a dream. I said, what happened in your dream? He said, somebody warned me. He said, don't join them. Oh. Sonia is dealing with these people spiritually. Say spiritually. I'm not a spiritualist. Oh. Praise God. Praise God. But you know, when you give your cause to God, He frees you from all causes. Praise the Lord. Well, it's my prayer that your enemies will return to you to surrender in Jesus' name. He said, don't fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. See what the Bible says concerning Abraham. Genesis chapter 22, verse 11. My dear brother and sister, how do you fear God? I tell people the same way you fear losing your wallet. Some people can't sleep if they don't find their wallet. You know, as I'm talking to you now, if I want to check my safety, I'll just do like this. Once I can feel, you don't need to know what I'm feeling. What I just do like this, and I still find it there. Praise God. Yeah, now, you know why? You know the value that wallet carries. You know the worth of the wallet. So that if you don't find it, nothing else, nothing will be important at that time. And you will go to great distances. Only me lose my wallet and I don't care. Honestly. Praise the Lord. My wife is always saying, do you have your wallet? Do you have your wallet? Because the blessing is inside. Praise God. Praise God. Don't do like me, because if the police pull you over, if you don't have the same cover, you know what I'm saying? Praise God. He said, but pastor doesn't carry his own. He said, well, that's pastor, we know him. Praise God. One day we wanted to go to Massachusetts, where we have this function there. So we book hotel, all of us, the children were going. And we got into the car just to move. Then we didn't see my wallet. And we need the cars are in there. Do you know we didn't make that trip? I found the wallet 2 or 3 days later. But I didn't care. I was just leaving. Praise the Lord. Now, the moral I want you to bring from that is that because we know the value, the worth that is in our wallet, you know, it makes us uncomfortable if we lose it. Or anything you value not losing. The fear of God is not the fear of terror, but the fear of value that we may lose if it does not go with us. Please, my dear brother and sister, fear losing God. See what he said in Genesis chapter 22, verse 11. He said that the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, talked about Abraham, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon this lad. Never do thou anything unto him. For I know now that thou does what?
Fearest God,
seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. God told me many years ago, don't join yourself to anything you can't walk away from if I command it. That's why only God is compulsory to come for all the service. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. God swore to the service or to the blessing of Abraham in verse 16. And he said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son from me, that in blessing I will bless thee. My dear brother and sister, one of the things that made Jesus successful in ministry was the fear of God that was upon him. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The Bible says concerning Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. We'll be talking a lot about this in our camp meeting coming up in August. Look at why Jesus was successful. He said, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit and understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of mind, Spirit of the knowledge of God, and what? Spirit of the fear of God. Is the fear of God that causes God to be retained in the life. I mean, don't pay your PSC and G bill. Don't and see if the fear of losing power will not catch you. As a matter of fact, the fear of losing power moves you to pay. True or false? I mean, you can't be in doubt that we pay here because we have power. They are not that lenient. We've been here 3 years. If we slack in paying for it, it will go out. And then you see light there, say, ah, why didn't they have light there? Ah, they didn't pay. Ah, how do they expect to have power when they don't pay? You see here, the spirit of the... And you know, something about the fear of God is that it's not terrorizing. The fear of God is holy, it's clean. Psalm 9, verse 19. I'm sorry, Psalm 19, verse 9. See what the Bible says concerning this fear of the Lord. It said, the fear of the Lord is what? Have you heard about clean energy? That's correct. No suits, no smoke, no black. God goes to war wearing white. That's how the children of God are defended. Bible says the fear of God is clean. Nothing unclean, nothing on. We don't, as much as we don't beg here, we don't steal either. Praise God. Pure money. Say pure money. Yeah, this church runs on pure money. Nothing unclean about it. Either in the gathering of it or in the dispense of it. Why? Because of the fear of God. No respect, no regard to anything except the fear of God. The fear of God is clean. It endures forever. It's so perpetual, you cannot upset it. That's why we can tell people, if you give something to God and you discover you didn't like what you didn't want to, you shouldn't have done it. Come. We'll give it back by the grace of God. He said, and the judgments of God and true and righteous, how? All together. You know, some time ago, this is my counselor. So when I get home, he tells me what I didn't do right. You know, one time I came to church and I said, look, we don't want people, we are not making gain if you come for three services. I said, if you come for three services, don't think it's because of money. Divide it into three. If it's $10, $3.33 in the morning, $3.33, and then $3.33. I said, then you are free. Then my wife said, no, why should you be saying that? She said, because you know what? It's not what people do, but what God is doing. Praise the Lord. Daddy, when we started each other, Bola is here. You remember one guy who was sending us money order at the post office? Every month. Money order. I don't even know why the person didn't sign check. Because he will pay fee for the money order. Then he will be sending money order every month. Say, Pastor, he has sent it again. He has sent it again. You'll find God so in Jesus' name. The fear of the Lord is clean. Psalm 34 verse 9 says, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Genesis chapter 4 verse 42 verse 18. Genesis chapter 42 verse 18. The secret of Joseph was revealed to us. Why was he put in jail? Why was he sent? Why was he sold by his brethren? How did he survive? He said to his brethren, I do what? I fear God. And Joseph said unto them on the third day, this do and live. This was when he was having conversation with his brothers. This do and live. For I do what? I fear God. That's how he survived. Number two, how do I retain the blessing of God? Love the word of God. My dear brother and sister,
love the word of God. Bible says, blessed is the man that does not walk in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his word does he meditate day and night. Psalm 1 says that. He says, it shall be like a tree planted by the waters that bring forth its fruit in its season. Whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. You don't need to do what others are doing to get the result they are getting. Some of the things people are doing, it's not what they are doing that brings the blessing, it's who is doing it. Don't forget that. It may prosper in some people's hand, but it may not prosper in some people's hand. Why? It is not what is done, it's who is doing it. This guy said, whatsoever he doeth. So we can still be blessed doing whatsoever God puts in our charge. The word of the Lord. See how Bible puts it. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, he did what? He obeyed. Anytime we do what God says, we make good to happen. When God said we are not going to leave Edison, I wasn't looking at Piscataway. Praise the Lord. We're looking at Edison, and he has kept us in Edison. Praise the Lord. Number three. Let us make sure we do what delights the Lord. Do what delights the Lord. Numbers 14 verse 8. The story of the children of Israel when they were going to, when they were spying the land. Verse 8 says, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land. Don't forget, it's already been promised to Abraham and his inheritance. And give it to us, a land flowing with milk and honey. How do I delight myself in the Lord? See, before we go into that, see what something else the delight of the Lord does. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 verse 7. It said, when the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. My dear brother and sister, these are the ways we retain the blessings of God. We fear him, we love his word, we strive, make sure your striving is evermore to please him. And when he delights in us, how do I find his delight? Psalm 147 verse 10 and 11. God said here, he delighted not in the strength of horses, he taketh not pleasure in the legs of men. The Lord does what? Verse 11, taketh pleasure in them that fear him. My dear brother and sister, we have received his blessings already. What happened to Job was that, Adam was that Adam could not retain the blessing of God. You remember the story of Noah? Noah too was blessed of God. But with the blessing, he became drunk. And in two cases, just like Adam said, he was naked. So Bible says concerning Noah, he was uncovered, and he became how? He became naked. We will not be uncovered because of the blessing of God in our lives in Jesus' name. Anytime we gain the blessings of God, it must motivate our fear and devotion to him. Because if we don't take care of it, the devil does send us some kind of tricks so that we can be ripped of it and then therefore be naked. But God is here tonight, or this morning. He will clothe us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet. The word of the Lord to you and I as we conclude this month is, there is no point giving blessings to someone who can't keep it, because he will soon lose it. Have you heard they said, a fool and his money? they will soon part away, because he cannot retain it. My dear brother and sister, fear God. The fear of God is clean.
When they asked, when that woman was tricking Joseph, he said, how can I do this and sin against God? He didn't even say sin against my boss. He said sin against God. And they took him to jail for it. But Bible says God was with him. The fear of God preserves the blessings of God in our lives. My dear brother and sister, you will not be uncovered in Jesus' name.
Well, just before we pray, because God wants to do something tonight, by the pronouncement of his blessing, he will cure every curse.
In the name of Jesus.
My sister shared a very profound dream after the service on Saturday, last Sunday. And she shared it at first or second service. And she said, when she got home, she had a dream. I believe God was telling her what God wants to do at this service today. He said she had a dream. And in that dream, to God be the glory, she saw us addressing curses from when she was young. I said, God cure you of that curse. God cure you of that curse. God cure you of that curse. That's the effect of the blessing of God. Don't worry. Let the blessing of God meet the curse there. How many people know that the sea, with the volume of water going into the sea, it has not stopped being salty? How many people know that? Do you know why that happens? Any water that flows into the sea takes its nature. It cannot dilute it. Praise the Lord. The volume of rain, the volume of hurricane, the volume of snow, the volume of river flowing into the sea, anytime they make contact with the water in the sea, the sea salt, they take the nature of the sea. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, it should have stopped being salty by now with the years we have spent here. Now, that's what happens with the blessing of God. Well, whatever God meets there, he will take God's nature. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you have not known Jesus Christ. Then we can't even participate. We are outside the covenant. If there is anybody here who wants to give his life to Jesus Christ, I want you to just lift your heart to the Lord. He said, give me your heart. Curses will be flowing freely in the life of that person, because the person is not blessed. He said, you cannot curse these people because they are blessed. I want us to present ourselves to him. Say, Father, come and dwell in my heart. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I want to become partaker of your grace. My dear brother and sister, curse cannot erase the blessing of God. It doesn't matter who said it. But the blessing of God will swallow up any curse. Where we are in his presence today, he will pronounce what will terminate curses in Jesus' name. Not only that, his blessing in our lives will prevent curses from happening in the name of Jesus. But let's also determine to fear him. Not the fear of say he's going to kill me, but the fear that I can't do without you. Thank you, precious Lord. I open up my heart, ready for the holy fire.
Let you into my heart and into my soul.
Into my life, into my desire.
Pledging my life, serving you is my desire. I will be holding back my heart, responding to your call.
I will open my heart to you.
I will open my heart.